Greetings! Welcome to episode 500 of Stating the Obvious. January the 1st, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2018. Swamp still not drained. Wall still not built.
Gosh.
It's almost like a rehashing of Obama claiming he's going to close Guantanamo Bay. Fascinating. Speaking of the Trumpenfuhrer, made it through the first disc of South Park Season 20. I mean, yes, they do make fun of everyone, but man, they were really going hard for Donald Trump, weren't they? You can tell that the South Park guys didn't like Donald Trump. That is some serious trolling. But the season is still, it's hilarious, isn't it? Of course, on the Amazon.com, I'm looking at the comments for Season 20. And I think this happens every season of South Park. People leave these comments, oh, it's not funny anymore. It used to be funny, but this season, it just wasn't funny, blah, blah. You see that every time. Like, no, it's pretty fucking funny. I'm laughing my fucking ass off. I am LMAO, or whatever fucking gay internet speak you people do. It's fucking funny, okay? Funny. And hi, this is Stating the Obvious Podcast. It's the weapons platform from which I lost the cruise missile my intellect on cloud race stupid status all around the world. As I knock the headphone out of my ear, or the earphone out of my ear, whatever the hell that is. I also have a new mouse for the computer. It's an ergonomic mouse. It's made by Shark, S-H-A-R-K-K. And it's the mouse is like sideways. So the buttons are on the side instead of the top. And so when you grab it, you don't have to rotate your wrist in this abnormal position the way you do with a normal mouse. I've only had it for a few days, and when I first started trying to use it, it was not working worth a shit because I wasn't used to it. I'm starting to get used to it now, and so far it's much better. The only problem, here's the problem. Because the mouse is rotated, not a full 90 degrees, but it's rotated, say, maybe 80 degrees. So it's taller than a normal computer mouse. And I'm not used to that. And so the mouse is sitting here next to the keyboard on my standing desk. And I do the shit on the keyboard and I move my hand to put my hand on the mouse. But because the mouse is taller than what I'm used to, I hit the mouse and knock the mouse off the desk. I've already knocked it off the desk 4 times. So the question is, will either I train myself that the mouse is now taller and I have to compensate for that, or will I break the computer mouse by knocking it on the floor repeatedly? The race is on to see which of those things happens first. Speaking of computers, I'll open it back up. Got a fan mail. I have a bunch of fan mails to read. Not doing that today, though. But I'll read this one today just because it's related to stuff we've been talking about lately. Happy Kwanzaa. This is from Anonymous. Anonymous says, Happy Kwanzaa. And he sent me a link to the Daily Caller where it's an article, Kwanzaa was concocted by a deranged felon who tortured naked women. So it was created by a Democrat. That's what I thought. And Anonymous asks, why have you not yet bowed before the bleeding tranny shaman, you fucking white supremacist bigot? Are you not fucking spiritually enlightened yet, bruh? Don't worry, I will. Then he sent a link. Well, I'll save this other link because this is funnier than shit. I'll put this in the linkage somewhere. Anyhow, I was talking about Mint Linux, and he says that Mint is trash. You should check out Solus. And he provides a link. It's Solus, solus-project.com. Really nice if you're a GNOME guy, rolling, and solid developer. And then he recommends Ubuntu Base, KDE Neon, if you want that sort of thing. Not a big fan of KDE. So anyhow, I checked out the Solus Linux, downloaded the images, burned the CDs, booted them up on the system just to see what it looked like. And it seems okay. I think I'm going to check it out. And it is a rolling release, as he points out. Mint is not a rolling release. Apparently, each edition of Mint is only serviced for a couple of years, kind of like with having a girlfriend. She only services you a couple of years, and then she stops. The Solus claims to be a rolling release, like Gentoo. What that means, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, rolling release means that you install it once, and then you just continue to update it, and it is continuously updated. Whereas with Mint, Linux Mint, I'm reading on their website, and it says, well, yeah, so our distribution will be supported for 2 years or 3 years or whatever, and then after that, there's really no more updates on it because it's too complicated to update because I change all this stuff, yada, 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 yada. So I'm like, so it's a system that just outdates itself and becomes stale. Doesn't sound like the best deal ever. So anyhow, I'm going to try out the Solus Linux. And since I'm here, all right, none of that's important. Oh, what's this? TFM uploaded a video. That's great. I'll check in with you later there, too. All right, speaking of videos, here we go. We're going to do this. We're going to give, by we, I mean I, going to give Dave Cullen a little bit of shit. Oh, by the way, if you want to give me shit, you can send that to God, dog spelled backwards, God at CYNLIVSOC.com on the interwebs. That's me getting distracted. Just hang on. We're going to give Dave Cullen a little bit of shit. And this is all the funnier now that he is a part of the Kilroy Project, which is being run by Based Mama. I looked at her YouTube channel. It says she has 6 kids. And the Kilroy thing is falling apart as people, including the women's, like Lauren Southern and Faith Goldie, and one of the guys or the guy who came up with Gab AI, and other people whom I don't even know who they are, which is not an insult, just saying I don't know who they are, because I'm not really spending that much of my life on the internet. You know, one of the things I find amusing about season 20 of South Park is that a big chunk of the story arc is people not being on the internet. You know, Cartman and Heidi are not on the internet, and they fall in love, and they have like this real life and everything else. And it's like, yeah, I look at that, and that to me is humorous, because that's, to a large extent, that's where I'm at. I don't know about these things that are happening. Whatever you guys are outraged about that you saw on Facebook, I don't know anything about this, because I haven't logged into Facebook in months. I look at stuff on the Twitterverse, but I don't really get outraged over it. I mean, I see like a funny meme. All right, I'll save it to put it in linkage. Or if somebody responds to me, I'll respond to them or whatever. But this thing where I go on the internet, and I used to do this, you know, you'd go on the internet and, oh, you'd read these articles and, oh, you'd get outraged and, oh, you'd get worked up. And I just let go of all that stuff. And man, life is so much more pleasant when you don't spend your day getting outraged over something that Donald Trump tweeted. So anyhow, Dave Cullen video, funnier now because of the Kilroy thing falling apart. Let's just listen to this. It takes us a while to get into it, but we're going to go through this video. His video is 19 minutes long. Now, I watched this many moons ago, and that was when I decided, oh, I got to make a response to that. But I have not watched it again recently, so I don't really remember exactly what the fuck he says. So this is going to be kind of fresh, kind of not fresh. Let me see if I figure out how to restart the video.
Okay, it is a very beautiful day. It is rare that Ireland gets temperatures above 30 degrees Celsius.
Yes,
I'm recording this a good few days before you're actually watching
Ireland.
It now. So I wanted to call out something that's really been bothering me that I'm seeing in comments. There has been an influx of women into the community, or whatever the hell it is that we are.
Whatever the hell it is, the community, sure.
And some people are saying that, they're seeing which way the wind is blowing, they're very cynical about it. And you know, there's a certain sphere on the internet, in particular communities, that are pumping out this toxic horseshit.
Oh, toxic. Nice leftist move, Dave. See, people are disagreeing with me, therefore it must be toxic horseshit.
And it's really frustrating because...
It's really frustrating because... And guys, I'm ripping on Dave. If you don't know who this is Dave Cullen. His YouTube channel is Computing Forever. Okay, I'm ripping on Dave because I like Dave's videos a lot. He's a smart guy. He's an entertaining guy. I watch a lot of his videos. He points out a lot of the bizarre socialist, left-wing, wacko social justice warrioring out there and makes fun of it. Okay, so... This is like ripping on the guy out of love, all right? Ripping on the guy out of love.
For a number of reasons.
Okay, let's hear them.
So, obviously, I'm going to get a few comments below. Let me run through the list of bullshit that I'm going to get.
Here's what he's going to get.
Okay, so they say, pussy beggar, white knight, simp, white mangina, you know the usual. Exactly. I can't believe the skeptic community isn't seeing this.
Now, I don't know what the skeptic community is, and nor do I care, because when I hear the phrase skeptic community, the first thing that jumps into my mind, and I'm not saying this is what they are, I'm saying this is my preconceived bias. When I hear about the skeptic community, I automatically think about an overweight atheist in his mom's basement who can't shut up about how there's no such thing as God.
Right? Can't believe you guys aren't seeing this for what it is. They're looking at which way the wind is blowing, and they're just changing their tactics accordingly, and it's all about stealing back sources.
Stealing back resources. I don't even know what that means. That again, this must be one of these things I don't understand because I'm not on the internet enough.
And these people have a very shallow, narrow-minded, superficial vision of what's actually happening here.
Okay, so these people who disagree with him are narrow-minded, shallow, superficial of view of what's... Okay, so don't worry, we're getting to the substance. He is actually going to start using words that mean something soon. Whoops, that is the wrong fucking button.
It's very superficial. So by that, what I mean, well, when you have a community that men establish. Mm. You know, men build the house. They don't understand. Again, they're almost like the opposite of feminists.
So, see, you don't understand. Here we go. We're about to find out what we don't understand. See, men build the house.
Might get a bit windy here. They don't understand that society, ultimately, human civilization, is the story of boys and girls. This is a collaboration between...
Right. Right, see, we don't understand the boys and girls. No. Yeah, that's the problem. Whoops, wrong button.
Men and women. All right. A community is not going to stay the same forever. Shockingly, men build the house and women are the interior decorators as characters.
Okay, men build the house, women are the interior decorators. And here... we arrive at the crux of where I think Dave goes wrong in everything in his video, right? So this is a key phrase to remember. Men build the house, women are the interior decorators. Okay, let's go forth.
Ernst Strachan has said in the past. So of course, once it's been established, the ideas are out there, you know, you should be proud of the contribution that you've made if women are coming into the community, because it means that, well, basically, I can only sell these ideas to a certain group of people in a certain way. Shoe on head, Blair White, roaming millennial, Lawrence Southern, blonde in the belly of the beast.
The trad thoughts. See, the trad thoughts, we, whoever we are, the royal we, the movement, whatever the fuck that is, right? The trad thoughts are necessary because, you see, Dave can only sell these ideas to certain people. And I mean this in all sincerity. I think, yes, he's right. Dave can only sell these ideas to people who are not stupid. The trad thoughts are necessary because they can sell, and I do mean sell, literally, because they all have their Patreons and their PayPals and everything else. They can sell these ideas to sex-starved beta males who will go on YouTube and look at anything with titties. Because I know that if I'm in a culture war, if I'm trying to save Western civilization, trademark, if I'm trying to make America great again, whatever the fuck it is that Mr. Cullen and the people on his side and of his alignment, political, social, economic, philosophical, I'm trying to do, you know who you really need on your side to do with that? Is sex-starved beta males. I know if I'm in a foxhole and I can choose between Jack Donovan or a sex-starved beta male that gives money to Lauren Southern, gosh, I know I'm going with the beta male.
Rage After Storm, Brittany Pettibone, they can sell it in a completely different way.
Yes, because they have titties. They can sell it in a completely... They don't have any original ideas, and this is where we're going to go eventually. They're showing up and they're saying the things they're saying because they can sell it in a different way. Right, because they have titties and they can make money. Now, and Aaron Clary, if you go to Aaron Clary's site, CaptainCapitalism.blogspot.com, he wrote a post about the trad thoughts also, because this is the new hot topic. Roosh has talked about trad thoughts in a video. Trad thoughts are becoming a new hot topic. And Dave Cullen, I mean, to his credit, I don't remember when he put this video out. What's my thingy here say? Okay, well, I saved this video on June the 26th of 2017. So this isn't something he did like last week in response to Trad Thoughts being called out on being Trad Thoughts. Again, this is what I like about Dave. Dave is a perceptive, observant individual. He's ahead of the curve. That's why I subscribe to his channel. That's why I watch his videos. I was going somewhere with all of that and I've already lost track of my train of thought.
And to different people.
I know where I was going. I was just going to point out that Aaron Clary and Roosh have ripped on these guys, and Dave's defending. The only one I'm giving any credit to is Shoe on Head. Shoe is actually funny. Shoe is entertaining. The rest of them, like Lauren Southern, it's just, yes, I would bang her, but she's just like, yay, go Donald Trump, Muslims are raping women, give me money. She's not doing philosophy. Shoe on Head is at least entertaining. She is funny. I watch Shoe videos and I laugh. The rest of the Trad Thoughts, they're not writing books about philosophy. They're not Stefan Molyneux. They are not advancing economics or philosophy. And all of them are just wanting more government. I mean, they want more government in different ways than the liberals, but none of them are certainly not anarcho-capitalist.
Everybody is a link in the chain. You're a link in the chain. Just sharing the videos, just commenting, just, you know, telling someone, a friend or family member, have you seen this? This is really interesting. This video by Jordan Peterson.
Have you
seen this? Changed my life.
Anyway.
And it's worrying that so many people are pushing this away, because what it starts to sound like is, basically, if you have a vagina, you can't be red-pilled?
Yes, you can't. If you have a vagina, you can't be red-pilled. Depending on how we're defining red-pilled, I would agree with that. If you have a vagina, you're not going to sit here and go, hey, you know, yeah, really, women should shut up and not vote. Right? You're not going to sit there and go, if you're a woman, you're not going to sit there and go, hey, women are destroying Western civilization by voting for more socialism. Maybe we should take the vote away from women. Now, some of you will say, well, what about Judgy Bitch? She did a video about not letting women vote. Right. And then just like a woman, she started making exceptions. She comes back later on and she starts writing, well, and if you get elected by men twice, then you should be allowed to vote. Like if you're a woman, you serve in. And then she said, well, if you have male children, you should be allowed to vote. And this is the whole problem with letting women make political decisions. They everything is feelings. They always start making exceptions. It sounded great when Judgy Bitt showed up and said women shouldn't be allowed to vote. I'm right on board. And then she starts making exceptions. And this is the difference between men and women. I have a penis. I have two balls. I'm saying women should not be allowed to vote. if you're going to have a fucking state and a democracy, which you should have neither of those things. You should have Ancapadice, but we don't live in Ancapadice. We have to deal with reality. So if you want a statist society with a centralized government that forces people to do things with the threat of violence, if you want that to be the least intrusive government it can be, women cannot be allowed to vote. None of them. There are no exceptions. Zero.
That's what it comes down to. Some people don't. They're afraid of change.
They're afraid of change! Oh my God! They're afraid. Just like a fucking state, just like a liberal state, just like a social justice warrior, Dave. You're change phobic. You're afraid of change. Oh, good, good job, Dave. You are learning from the SJWs. See, those of you out there who are calling Lauren Southern a trad thought, you're just afraid of change. Dave, here's the change we'd like to see. We'd like to see women not being allowed to vote. Oh, you don't want to get behind that? I'm sorry, Dave. Are you afraid of change? Are you change phobic?
And yes. Some of these women are very attractive. And
really? Except for based mama.
Yeah. Obviously, that's makes it a better, an easier sell. I mean, I remember working
yes.
in a particular corporation.
Because men are desperate for sex, and men, once again, I've been there myself. If you think I didn't used to watch Trad Thoughts on the YouTube because of titties, you're wrong. I did. I frequently thank Aaron Clary, not like in person. I go and I spend money via his Amazon affiliate link, you know, and I'm sitting there thinking, hey, Aaron, thanks for pointing out to me long ago that I should stop following Trad Thoughts. This was before they even called Trad Thoughts. The little conservative girls, because that was me. I followed the little conservative girls on Twitter, and oh my God, they're quoting Ronald Reagan, and they're so hot. Oh my God. And then Clary pointed out that no, they're not original. They're not thinking. They're just manipulating, and you should get over it. I'm like, he didn't point this out to me personally. He wrote a blog post about this. And this was many moons ago. This was far before where we are now. Yes, they're hot, but that doesn't make any of them into Stefan Molyneux.
Where there was a hiring manager and they were looking for a new employee in a particular role.
Mm-hmm.
And he was reading out an email that a guy sent to him after the interview. And he said, yeah, such and such, but she was very good in the interview, seemed to have much of what we were looking for, but she was just missing one key ingredient. Mm-hmm. He couldn't say that, because this person was going to be public facing, he couldn't say, yeah, she has to be kind of, you know, she has to be attractive, she has to be hot, you know.
Well, she does.
Because a lot of them were very attractive men and women. And so they were looking for someone attractive. This is the reason why Alex Jones started hiring recently, and he said, oh, we're particularly looking for female presenters right now.
Right, because Alex Jones isn't stupid, and Alex Jones is trying to make money and run a business. Now, I don't know, I could be wrong. It could be wrong. All right, fuck it. Let's find out. Let's do it right now. Let me fire up the web browser before I start fucking saying shit. Let me fucking do some research. By research, I mean type something into Google. Believe the first thing that comes up. Oh, come on, fucking internet. Google.nsa. I mean, it might as well be Google.nsa. All right. Alex Jones. All right, yep. Alex Jones does have a Patreon channel. Fucking loser. All right. What I wanted to say was that Alex Jones is actually making money, and you're not, Dave. That's why you're always begging for money on Patreon. But Alex Jones is begging for money on Patreon also. So I can't make that insult as funny as it would have been. But no, but Alex Jones, he is trying to make money. And Alex Jones is not stupid. I mean, he's wrong about some shit, but he's not stupid. He understands that if you put women with titties on your YouTube channel, you'll get more views. This is pretty basic economics. And that, yes, that's why Alex Jones is doing it.
So, look, there's a reason, right? We know that...
Yes, there's a reason.
Know, attractive people, people want to hear from them. People want to see them, you know?
No, people, right, people want to see them. Nobody real necessarily wants to hear what they're saying, especially once you figure out that they're not saying anything of substance.
So this isn't a bad thing. This means that a whole bunch of...
So it's not a bad thing that the whatever you want to call it, the right-wingosphere, the alt-rightosphere, the Trumposphere, you know, whatever group of people we're talking about, it's not a bad thing that the trad thoughts are showing up and waving their titties around and making a bunch of money and what? Because, oh yeah, because they're bringing in all these people that otherwise wouldn't be coming in. Problem is, it's people that no one really wants in their movement.
More people get red pill, but I can't red pill because I'm not an attractive woman. But
is anyone really getting red pilled? We still don't have a solid definition for that, and that's not a critique, it's just a fact. I mean, Dave is not giving us a solid definition of what red pill means, but I'm not giving you a solid definition of what red pilled means either. Okay, so we're using a nebulous term here. Is anyone really getting red pilled by Lauren Southern? Are they?
And it's just sad that people seem to think that, oh, well, that's it, I'm competing against that. Look, if you want to get exposure on your channel, if you want to matter, you have to make sure you're still doing good work. You should probably do a really good job, right? When I start losing relevance, it's because I'm not doing good work anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it. So I can only do what I can do, and I'm going to focus on my own thing, and I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay.
And there's a line from Dr.
Nothing wrong with all that.
Who, actually.
We're quoting Doctor Who now. The new series, the PC Doctor Who. Great, yeah, this will be exciting.
I know that's probably not a good example because it's become super feminist lately. But I'm going to use it anyway.
Show.
I'm going to slightly modify it. It's something that the... sorry if it's a bit windy here now. But there's a line that the late John Hurt had. And I would say, great shitlords are forged in fire. It is the privilege of lesser shitlords to light the way. There's a nobility in somebody planting a tree, because the person who plants the tree will never get to see it grow to its, you know, full maturity. And this is what I mean, that we're all a link in the chain, and you have to acknowledge that. Hopefully, if you're lucky, and this is what I said before in that video, and now for some hope. The hope is...
The hope. Now, first we had change. Now we're going to hope. This sounds just like an Obama speech.
At the drop in the ocean that your life represents will leave ripples for those you leave behind. So what I would hope is that someone, somewhere, someday, maybe it's you, watches one of my videos and is inspired to start their own channel and becomes bigger and better at this than I ever was.
Okay, but we're not talking about that. I have no problem with that. We're talking about trad thoughts. We're talking about you defending trad thoughts for coming in and acting like they're all traditional and shit when they're really just making money. Let's get back on topic.
It's not an intimidating thing. That's a compliment. You want to pass the rugby ball to somebody else so that they can score a try, because you can't always. So... I'm under no illusions about my abilities, and there's some smart people out there. Maybe you've got 5 subs right now and you're disillusioned with the whole thing, or maybe you've never uploaded a video, but someday you will and you'll become far bigger than me.
And you'll become attacked by the left.
This would be my hope.
Exercising your freedom of speech.
You know, that I,
because
that I played
the left
some contribution.
Cares about freedom.
You know, Sargon the same, you know, Douglas Murray the same. It's the same for anybody. That's what you want to do. You want to leave behind some kind of a legacy for someone else to keep it going. And that person, you will then go on and inspire somebody else. The fact that there's women entering the community.
Now we're getting back to the
espousing
topic.
These ideas of anti-feminism and anti-social justice. They're selling it, like I say, they're packaging it in a more mainstream way. It's become mainstream, basically.
It has not become mainstream. Where are you getting the idea that anti-feminism is mainstream? And maybe there's places in the world where it is acceptable, and I just don't know it because I'm here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. You can't get much farther behind enemy lines than this. How I survive sometimes, I have no fucking idea. But when you look at the medias and the mainstream medias, you know, the CNN and the fucking whatever the fuck else there is out there, not that I look at it all that often, but I don't think anti-feminism is becoming mainstream. And it's certainly not becoming mainstream because Lauren Southern has titties.
That's what it means by that. It means that you're winning the culture war. Of course, it's those people, they don't...
Again, we're not winning the culture war because culture, whatever the fuck that means, nebulous words, Dave's not defining it. I'm not defining it either. I'm not right. I'm just saying it's a negative. It's a nebulous word. Let's see. Television, controlled by the left. Movies, controlled by the left. Literature, to a great extent, controlled by the left. Libraries, controlled by the left. Colleges, controlled by the left. Anti-feminism and red pilling is not winning a culture war. At least not that I'm seeing. Not that I'm noticing. I could be wrong, but I need to see some evidence other than just Dave saying it's true because Lauren Southern has titties.
We'll admit that we're in a culture war. Why? Because they want to still have a monopoly on these ideas. They want to seem that they're the only ones who can espouse them. Bullshit. I'm sorry, but you're just being a dick. You know, there's other people who have stories to tell, and there's women out there who were indoctrinated into this.
That sounds leftist as fuck. Other people have stories to tell. Oh my, I mean, that is like something you would hear come right out of the mouth of a feminist. You can't culturally appropriate Native Americans. I mean, indigenous peoples. They have stories to tell.
Who are now kind of losing their religion. They're leaving the cult. And they're going to be able to tell a story that you can't. They can tell a story that I can't. Because I was never a feminist. So we should be optimistic. We should be happy with this. This is a victory, and I'll take my victories where I can get them.
Here's why I don't think it's a victory. Because yes, these chicks are going in the direction the wind blows. They are, when given the opportunity, going to vote for more socialism. None of these women are going to vote for less socialism. It doesn't matter. Even if you voted for Donald Trump, you still think you should be getting free birth control. Okay?
And then, so people who say, but Dave, what if it's they're just doing it for money? What if, well, firstly, I haven't seen any evidence of any of the people, any of the women that I've supported or followed or followed me. I haven't seen any evidence of that at all, and you don't have any evidence of it.
No, Lauren Southern isn't doing it for the money. Because, of course, Lauren Southern is highly qualified as an engineer, and she could even have a real job making $600,000 a year. But no, see, she's choosing to go on the interwebs and show her titties to people and get donations. Yes, there is evidence they're doing it for the money. It's the fact that all of them have Patreon accounts, and they're all cyber begging, and they're trying to sell stuff. Yes, Dave, they are doing it for the money.
Now, people have pointed to someone like Lacey Green, but let me tell you something. If Lacey Green wasn't red-pilled before, and I was like, I think we should be skeptical if she's this, that, and the other. She's red-pilled now.
Really?
Because of the reception that she got from her own group.
Once again, Lacey Green is... And what the hell has happened to Lacey Green since she theoretically became, as you say, red-pilled? Lacey. Dude. I type in L-A into Google, and the first thing that comes up in the auto-suggest is Lauren Southern Patreon. No, she couldn't possibly be doing it for the money. I have to do a screen print of this. She couldn't possibly be doing it for the money. No, that's not it, Dave. Not for the money. We're saving this. Not for the money.jpg. Jesus fucking Christ. Lacey Green. Lacey Green has a Patreon too. She couldn't possibly be doing it for the money. Let's see where Lacey Green is at these days. The strange, sad case of Lacey Green. Really. All right. I don't know if I can sit through this, but I'm just looking at the titles. She's got a video called Toxic Masculinity. She's got a video called How Many Freaking Genders? Caught Between Extremes, Red Pill 2. All right, let's... I don't have to watch anything. Oh, look, here she is with a boy over on the Twitterverse. How old is it? Okay, these are recent. The holidays, look. She's been slammed with work. Really? What do you do for a job, sweetheart? All right, anyway. The strange, sad case of late. What is this? Feminist hero turned anti-feminist defender. All right, anyway, we can't talk about Lacey Green right now. Lacey Green may or may not have quote-unquote seen the light. Once again, that doesn't mean she's a great fucking philosopher. That doesn't mean we need to shut up and listen to her and let her talk. And we still need to come back around to the analogy of men build the house and women are the interior decorators.
And how quickly they turned on her and threw her under the bus.
Well, yes, because they're leftist. That's what they do. And there's no surprise. I mean, the leftists are turning on each other. The Hollywood cannibalism. Okay. Yes, leftists turn on each other. That's what they do.
So, if you wanna get red pilled, all you have to do is take a stand against feminism.
Of course, looking at the Hollywood left and their cannibalism. Okay, so. All of these leftists turned on George Tiki. That doesn't mean I need to embrace him. Just because leftists turned on, what's her name, Lacey Green, that's not a reason for me to embrace Lacey Green as someone who has woken up and smelled the coffee. The leftists turn on everyone eventually, including themselves.
And just entertain the notion of talking to anti-SJWs, and once you're left out in the cold and they're saying horrific things about you, your family, your relationship, that's the fastest way to red pill anybody. Now, as for, you know, corporations and the entertainment industry beginning to turn slightly, there's a very good video by Bit of Brit, and this is, I think, a very good observation that she made. I think it was a Bit of Brit, actually, now. I'm kind of questioning what it was. But she talked about a new song or music video.
See, it was so memorable that he doesn't know who did the video. Bit of Brit, I mean, she's cute. I do her. But once again, she's not a philosopher. She's not doing any deep thinking.
So by, what's her name? The Southern girl who...
I like how Dave is all into chicks, and what, but he can't remember. Well, what chick did the video, and what's the name of the girl? He can't remember any of these girls, but gosh, they sure are important to the movement, aren't they?
What's her name? Miley Cyrus.
Okay, we're quoting Miley Cyrus now. I mean, how further into the depths are we going to go here, Dave? In your desperation to justify trad thoughts, you're about to invoke Miley Cyrus.
Old feminist liberation, short hair, very provocative, vulgar, overly sexualized, distasteful, you know, that whole image that she had for a while.
Okay, yeah.
And now she's gone back to being quite feminine, and her songs are less misandrist, and it's about relationships and love again.
And of course, she's not doing that for the money. Not a bit. See, Miley is doing that because, well, she watched some of Roosh's videos and she realized that she's a thought and she shouldn't be allowed to vote and she's always going to vote for socialism. And she has accepted the truth of hypergamy, and that's why she's has nothing to do with money. Nothing to do with selling to a different demographic, because she's already churned out the material for the one demographic over here. There's nothing to do with just getting more money from a different demographic, does it?
Now, people look at that, and she's made the observation as well. Yeah, that. So, the corporation that's behind her, the record studio, who was just the management said, okay, the wind is blowing in a different direction. The feminism shit isn't selling. It's not popular. There's a lot more conservative women now coming out. That's another good point why a lot of these guys in the community are complaining about the influx of women. It's not, these women are more likely to be conservative. Right, that's basically what we're seeing. Yes, some of them are liberal, but a lot of them are conservative, and there's a very good reason for that I think we'll get into. But basically the observation that Bitter Brit was making, and she was saying about Miley Cyrus, the Miley Cyrus thing is interesting because it doesn't really matter if that corporation is just simply trying to cash in on a rise of anti-feminism and conservatism. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter if the worldview or values or whatever phrase you want to use for it you espouse is what you really believe or not. See, that doesn't really matter.
It's actually a good thing because it means that they're being forced into a corner by dint of losing the culture war, and they're being forced to change their tactics. They obviously want to make money. It's all about money for them.
Ah.
So what?
Yes.
I'll take my victories where I can get them, and that's one of them. If the media is changing, if the entertainment starts to change,
And is the entertainment changing?
Know that you're really having an effect when the social justice starts going out of the Marvel comics. They've already gotten heavily criticized for it. So when that starts to happen, you know that you're having a big effect, and a positive one, because the really bad ideas, they become so unpopular as to become untenable and unworkable. The work of Jordan Peterson is red-pilling so many men and women, and I think it's also opening people up again to maybe the traditional conservative values that we've lost, which many of these critics of women entering the movement absolutely despise.
Okay. Now we're getting back to, look, are there perhaps women out there who are embracing conservatism or something like that? Sure. Again, whatever the hell that means, they're still not anarchists, so I don't care. They're still statist. I don't care. But let's get back to the women in the movement. Let's get back to the fucking trad thoughts.
Right. So, and what they'll do is, again, they just don't want to compete. But our selected folks tend not to want to anyway, so. But what I find particularly odious about it is that they really are critical of guys who seek to have relationships with women.
What?
To the point where they actually will those relationships to fail. And, this is their attempt to achieve some kind of confirmation bias. So, really, we shouldn't take these objections seriously at all.
No, of course.
Because,
not.
It's just built on bitterness.
Right, because anything that we disagree with, we shouldn't take it seriously. It's just bitterness, that's all. The great one is just bitter that Lauren Southern has titties and is begging for money all the time. Which is kind of true. If I had titties, I'd be begging for money all the time, and I'd be making money also. What the great one is most bitter about is that all these bimbos are not funny, except for Shoe on Head, and none of them are original.
There's a frustration and an anger, and it's probably a sexual frustration going on, honestly. Now, the reason why there's an influx of women who are more likely to be conservative makes a lot of sense.
Really?
In times of stability, in safe, orderly times, the kinds of men that flourish, the revolutionaries, the artisans, the poets, the writers, the creatives, the hipsters, the bohemians, but we're in chaotic times now. More traditional men are going to become more relevant, and look, the women decide who breeds.
Yeah, and they're doing a really good job of that, aren't they? The women do decide who breeds. And look at all the single mothers and their little ADHD, HD, HD kids that are fucking mutilating themselves and killing themselves and harassing themselves on the internet. Yes, the women are deciding who breeds. How's that working out, Dave?
And what genes get passed on to the next generation. So that's the reason why women are going to decide where society goes. But men,
yes,
look,
they are. That's
the whole
thing
is that much of what we do here is basically saying, guys, look, there's danger. There's danger on the horizon. There's bad ideas. Right? There's another culture that wants to annihilate us.
But then the women go, oh my God, my feels. My feelings. Oh my God, you're Islamophobic.
Men are obviously always going to be...
You know, here's another problem with Dave's whole argument about how the trad thoughts are selling this to a different audience, okay? Here's the people... The people who need to be sold on not voting statist and not bringing in Muslims to rape women and all this other stuff, that would be women. Women are the ones who need to be sold on this. Lauren Southern is not going to sell other women on traditionalism or conservatism or red pillism or whatever you want to call it, okay? And she's not going to sell other women on that because... women hate other women. Every woman who looks at Lauren Southern sees nothing but competition. Women hate Lauren Southern. Deep down inside, they all hate Lauren Southern. Even if they follow her on the Twitterverse or whatever, when you get down to it, I promise you, almost every woman alive hates Lauren Southern. They are not going to be red-pilled by Lauren Southern.
Among the first... to point out the danger and to speak out and dissent. Plenty of female dissenters, of course, I can think of, but men are more likely to do it.
Yes, female dissenters doing what? Making YouTube videos and begging for money. Again, Dave and I are using different definitions of the concept of dissenting.
Men are more likely to talk politics, right? And... but what happens is that every few generations, women's changing reproductive strategy is the reason why a society vacillates between order and chaos. And the men in a time of chaos.
Okay, changing reproductive strategy. Is the number of single mothers going down?
Chaos. Liberalism is what got us into this mess. Yep. So those men, they're not going to get selected. We are watching transition
those beta
in real time.
Okay, hold on. It doesn't matter what men get selected for donating the sperm. Yes, the left-wing statist women will have sex with the alpha male and get impregnated by the alpha male. But the children are raised in a single-parent household. They go to the public school where this culture war that Dave thinks we're winning is not being won by anything other than left-wing statism. And then the kids will go to colleges where they will be inundated by more left-wing statism because Dave's assertion that conservatives are winning or, you know, whatever we want to call it, red pillars, conservatives. I'm going to use these words interchangeably. We're not doing hardcore philosophy here today. I'm just ragging on the guy and poking holes in his arguments. You know, the right, the Trump and Fuhrers, whatever, they're not winning on the college campus. It doesn't matter where the shot of sperm that goes into the woman's vagina comes from. That has nothing to do with how the kid turns out. Are the women marrying these men? Are they raising their children to be right-wing-ish, conservative-ish, to understand economics, to do math? Or are they putting the kids in the fucking public school where they're hearing about how all white men are Nazi racist, about global warming is real, Donald Trump rapes women, and all this other shit? It doesn't matter where the sperm comes from, Dave. That's not relevant.
From our selection decay. This is just the natural cycle of...
And our selection decay. Okay, again, are the single mothers going down? No, there's still more women than ever spitting out the kids, getting the goddamn welfare, and people who are actually intelligent are not fucking reproducing.
Things. And also, I would say, guys, honestly, to those people who are being critical of this influx of women and not seeing it for what it is, which is... very, very important thing.
It's very, very important. I'm waiting for you to explain why the women are so important to the movement, whatever the movement is, other than titties. Can we get to some substance other than, well, look, they're girls. Yes, yes, Dave, we know they're girls. Do you have a reason other than titties?
What exactly do you think? All right. What do you think an en masse red pilling of women would look like? Exactly.
It wouldn't look like anything because it's impossible. You can't have a red pilling of women. It won't look like anything. That's like saying, what do you think water would look like if it was dry? Right? What do you think water would look like if you took the water out of it? I don't know. You're talking about something that can't happen.
Okay. What kind of red pilling of women would you be happy with?
Okay, there's a legitimate question. What kind of red pilling would I be happy with? Of women would I be happy with? Okay, here's what I would be happy with from women. If women recognized that they don't have self-awareness, this is why it can't happen. Women don't have self-awareness. Thus, they can't recognize they don't have self-awareness. Thus, they can't recognize they have hypergamy. Thus, they can't recognize they always vote for more statism and they always vote for more free shit, and thus they can't voluntarily give up voting. Which is still not the solution because it's not ANCAPitize. There you go. I mean, what kind of red pilling would the closest that I can get to the red pilling that I want is the federal government collapses, the welfare goes bye-bye. The state governments are still going to do their welfare, but because there's not all the federal money anymore, they have to fucking tone it down. And you have all these single mothers and all of these welfare parasites and all of these parasites in the colleges and the fucking academians and all sorts of stuff. And they all starve to death and die. And the women who are left alive are the women who are physically appealing, mentally appealing, emotionally appealing, the women who are pretty and pleasant, and men will actually give them resources of their own free will, as opposed to having to have resources stolen from them by the government and transferred to the women who are having sex with criminals in back alleys and spitting out multiple babies from multiple baby daddies. Okay, that's the closest I can come to a fucking red pilling that I would like to see.
You've got this entirely subjective standard about, okay, how your measurement of when
I do have a standard for my measurement. Yes, Dave, you sound just like a fucking leftist.
Woman is sufficiently red-pilled. Basically,
Dave. So I have this subjective standard of what it means for a woman to be red-pilled. Oh, well, where's your standard for what it means for a woman to be red-pilled, and why is your standard for a red-pilled woman objective, while mine is subjective? Can you explain that?
If the person has a penis, I think that's it, isn't it? They can be red-pilled. Basically, yes. What these guys say is that, you know, these women, once upon a time, they benefited from feminism. Well, that's not working out anymore. Despite the fact that these women will tell you that some of them were feminists, but they were also profoundly unhappy when they're feminists.
Really? And once again, where are these women who are saying, I was a feminist and I was unhappy? Okay, once again, sure, great. You can go find Lacey Green. Fantastic. Okay, Dave, there's 3.5 billion other women out there. Once you're doing this, there's this one woman thing, Dave. Yeah, there's this one woman. That's fantastic.
So the quality of a person's experience should tell you everything, right? And the thing is, these guys say this. They say they used to be feminists and now that's not working out because it's not popular, so they're changing. It couldn't be that the red pilling effect is genuine. So basically what they're saying is, I don't trust women when they were feminists, and now I don't trust them when they're anti-feminists.
No, you don't trust women. Every man who gets married trusting that his wife is not going to do divorce rape him. And how many men get divorce raped? No, you don't trust women. Yes, there's this one couple out there, they've been married for 70,000 fucking years, and they're still happy. That's great, but that doesn't help us with all the other men who have been fucked over by women. No, you don't trust women.
There is no greater advertisement for the fact that we're winning the culture war. And of the political zeitgeist has changed dramatically over the last couple of years. And I personally am very glad that this has happened. To those very insecure guys out there, intimidated.
Okay, once again, just like a leftist, we're not intimidated by trad thoughts. See, you're afraid. You're phobic. You're trad thought phobic. Now, Dave, we're not intimidated by them. We're just not impressed. There's a fucking difference, you femisimp. We are simply not impressed
by these women coming in. And what I would say is very simply, there is going to be something new for us to deal with in the next few years. Plenty of new things are coming along. Okay, we defeat one set of bad ideas.
Whoa. Which set of bad ideas have we / you, whatever, defeated? Which part of left-wing statism has been defeated? Clue me in. No, I'm asking you, what has been defeated, Dave? What are you talking about?
And then we, as guys, we lay the groundwork. And the women will come in and they will do the cleanup.
Now we're back. Guys will do the groundwork. Women do the cleanup. Men build the house. Women are the interior decorators. And once again, here is part of the problem that Dave doesn't seem to grasp. You see, men built the Boy Scouts. Women come in and co-opt it for their purposes. Here's part of the problem, Dave. It's not because I'm intimidated by Lauren Southern, okay? Here's the problem. Can there be any place on the planet Earth where men are simply allowed to exist without women coming in and taking it over? Used to be you could watch football with the men and the women would go the fuck away. But no, now the women want to come in with they got their fucking Broncos jerseys on and they're like, woo, and they're fucking slamming beers and fucking acting like boys. Can't do sports anymore. Sports taken over by women. You could have the Boy Scouts. Nope. Boy Scouts. Nope. Now we got women in the Boy Scouts. I remember when you went to strip clubs and there'd be no women. Now you go to a strip club, it's filled with chicks. Anywhere that men want to go and do something and just do something with other men, women have to show up and take it over and repurpose it for their fucking design. Men build the house. Women are the interior decorators. Right. Because, Dave, women can't build any houses on their own. Women can't create an Eagle Scout program on their own. Women can't do jack shit unless men show up and do all the heavy lifting. We used to have our fucking clubs that were men only. Oh, you can't do that anymore because it's sexist, but you can sure as fuck have women only clubs, can't you? That is another part of the problem. That is why we are not intimidated by Lauren Southern. We're annoyed by the fact that I barely can count myself in this we, but there are these people who created the what I will call the red pill manosphere, and now women are trying to show up and move in and take it over and repurpose it for their own fucking purpose. Because there can be no place on the planet Earth that can be free of women, because God fucking forbid some men do something without a woman in the room to monitor them and to require them to change what they're doing in order to make her happy.
Make sure that they will bolt the barn door after them and it will be finished and it will be over. And then we move on to something else. And yes, we will continue to lead that fight. So many of these men operate in, you know, the arena of the manosphere. And they will point to the issues that men face in divorce courts, child custody, you name it. Well, when a woman steps up to start talking about those things, this is the best advertisement to deal with these issues. You're going to need women to help you get through all of that stuff.
No. You're not going to need women to help you get through all of that stuff. if women want to talk about men getting screwed over in divorce court, that's fine. But can you just do it over there? Why do you have to, once again, come into the house that the Red Pill Manosphere built and redecorate it?
But I'm not really sure if some of these guys want women on board.
Well, a lot of them don't.
Right, because they have bought into themselves, those guys have bought into identity politics, as they perceive women to be the enemy no matter what. They think they're going to...
Because they are. Ultimately, once again, I don't give a fuck about this one woman that you know, Dave. Statistically speaking, 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth, 3.4 billion of them are always going to vote left-wing statist. They will always vote for more government. They will always vote for more freedom. They will always want free birth control. They will always want free college education. They will always want to have children out of wedlock and get paid money by the government for doing so. I do not care about the 0.1 billion who don't fall into that category. I am interested in the 3.4 billion who do.
They get backstabbed in the end. So that's just a paranoid conspiracy theory on their behalf.
It's a paranoid conspiracy theory that women might backstab you. So for all you men who have been, you know, divorce raped by women, you're just a paranoid conspiracy theorist.
If you want your movement to start working on these issues,
movement,
mainstream it. When the women start coming in, they recognize how toxic feminism is, how dangerous it's been to both genders and the effects that it's had on men. And they do see the gynocentrism.
That's a lot of ifs, Dave. I agree, it'd be nice if women saw all this, but where are these women who are seeing this? Once again, well, Lacey Green, okay, great. That's one, once again, there's 3.5 billion women on the planet Earth. Lacey Green, fantastic. Oh, and Miley Cyrus. Here's your examples of how women are flocking to the red pill, Dave. Lacey Green, who has the IQ of a chipmunk, and Miley Cyrus.
Before too long, things will begin to change. Like I said before in a video I made about reconciling the left and the right, it's the hardest thing to do.
Why in the fuck why would you want to reconcile the left and the right? Leftists are mentally ill fucking retards. I'm not even a right winger, but I don't want to reconcile with the left.
Put aside your animosity, assuming that you harbor it.
Okay, so you people have been stealing from me my entire life via the government to finance other people making children with low IQs and ADHD, and I should just put aside my resentment and get over it. Oh, fuck you.
You know, to the other side, and it's like that old saying, do I not defeat my enemy when I make them my friend, you know?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Yes, because see, that's how the Jews in the concentration camps could have defeated the Nazis. If they just would have been friends with the Nazi concentration camp guards, everything would have been okay. My God, Dave, are you smoking dope? What the fuck is wrong with you? So when a man, hey girls, when a man is raping you, not fake rape, like being you're looked at, but when a man wouldn't be a Muslim, of course, because it's not rape when a Muslim does it. When a man pulls you into a dark alley and punches you in the face multiple times and then rips your clothes off and then he's shoving his cock inside of you, you just have to make friends with him and everything will be okay.
Red pilling someone is the greatest gift you can give them.
Fucking Christ.
This whole thing is a collaboration between men and women. You know, it's a...
No, once again, men are building the house and women are doing the interior decorating. You could call that a collaboration of a sort. But if we're going to build the house, we should do the house building, otherwise known as voting. Not women.
It's like a dance. Right? It's like a waltz. It's a two-step.
Oh, it's a dance. Oh my God, Dave. Seriously, man, whatever you were smoking this day. Here's another thing that just hops into my mind. Is I like how Dave throws out that the reason men are opposed to the trad thoughts coming in is because they're sexually frustrated. And I'm not going to, of course, there are some sexually frustrated people on the planet who are opposed to trad thoughts. That may or may not be the direct correlation. How many of the people who watch and give money to the trad thoughts are doing it because they're sexually frustrated?
It's not them and us. It's both of us together in this. Right, so don't let them divide us.
Right, but we're still building the house, and they're still doing the interior decorating.
They will not divide us.
They will not divide us.
It's time we get back to the story, boys and girls. And I couldn't be happier with how things are going. Long may I continue. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
All right, thanks, Dave. Anyway, that just, I had to rip on that. And so anyhow, yes, and then Dave immersed himself in the Kilroy Conference with Based Mama, and we see how well that's going as the trad thoughts that he's praising, like Lauren Southern and Faith Goldie, are dropping out because of all the bullshit. So Dave, how great is it that the Based Mama is doing all of this and driving away all of the talent that you thought was going to come to your Kilroy Conference? But yada, 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 yada. All right, as we went longer than normal, we're out of here. Bye. It's just a little-